Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Combs Blake Proud. It's time to get loud. You love his face. Come and get some of his... No, I'm out. Hey Blake, how you doing? I was out of rhymes.
Started so strong.
Yeah. I was just staring at you, just wondering where this is going.
That's all I had. I had proud and loud, and then I got sidetracked and went, you'll love his face. I don't know.
Anyway, Blake, hey, and proud, Blake. They're like two of the most easiest words to rhyme with.
Blake, bake. But you don't like baking. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know? Anyway, hey, Blake. Hey, Blake. How are you, buddy? You good?
Can we get a coffee for Dan?
Hang on a second.
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. How are you, family?
We're good. Kirsty obviously is at home in the home studio.
Hey,
you know,
mate.
Can't be too safe.
Good to see ya.
Kirsty can get COVID. I can't. You know, I'm too important to this operation, and I'm built different. Anyway, Blake, are you guys all well? How's Sunny?
Sunny's awesome. Yeah,
she's
really good.
So cute.
I did some cooking this morning with her in one arm and stirring with the other arm while Ella had a sleep.
Oh.
So. Living
that's
that dad
cute.
Life.
Officially,
hashtag dad life.
Officially in the dad life, having to do everything one-handed.
Yeah.
Or mum life.
And teaching your daughter some great skills in the kitchen at the same time. That's pretty
right.
impressive.
Yeah. Let's face it, she's never going to have to cook. Dad's going to do all the cooking.
Exactly. But then when she gets older and she moves out, it's like, oh, I don't know how to make anything.
Yeah,
Dad
so she'll be home
all.
For dinner
how
every night.
How do I boil
night.
An egg?
I still Google how to boil an egg every time I do it because I forget.
Mm.
And I'm like, is it 7 minutes? Is it 8 minutes?
I think you just go by feel. Yeah. You just look at it.
What am I feeling today? I'm feeling
like it's ready.
7.5 minutes. Yeah. All right. Well, Blake, we're well and truly on a bit of a theme at the moment.
We are. Yep.
I think it's intentional.
It is 100% intentional.
So the first time we had a Balinese potato curry,
we did.
That was
yeah, I mean,
dynamite.
That was delicious.
Dynamite.
Did you make that? Didn't you, Kirsty?
I did, and it was very, very good. Not as good as yours because I didn't have some of the ingredients that were fresh, but. Still very good.
Still very good. And
it's always
then,
time to work on that garden, Kirsty.
Exactly. Hey,
I know.
You're literally stuck at home. the second week was a mie goreng.
Yep.
And that was also dynamite. Oh, my goodness. And what? So we're staying on trend.
Yeah, so we kind of started with an entree. We went to a main, and now we're on to something a little bit sweeter.
That's
also Balinese. I think is iconic. The flavors just scream. Put us on a plane and fly us to Bali
to do
a radio segment.
To do a whole week of radio. Wink, wink. All right, so tell us what it is, and then we'll get into the specifics.
So this is a
after.
Black rice pudding. And you hear, like, I don't know why they call it a pudding, because when you hear how it's made, it's got no pudding ingredients in it.
It's not pudding. It's
so
just,
it's just
pudding, yeah.
Like, I would call it black rice porridge.
Okay.
If I was to name it something. But
okay, cool. Okay, and we'll get into how to make it after this. So this is the dessert of our Balinese journey, if you
it
will.
Is, yep.
If you will. All right, Kirsty, are you ready to taste it during the song?
It's not funny.
Yeah,
it's not
it
funny.
Is.
I like it. I like it a lot.
We'll be right back. Combs Blake Proud. He's gonna make you proud. Today's meal tastes like you're eating a cloud. Yes!
Nailed it.
I said proud twice because I got muffled.
It's a strong name. You need to say it twice.
Proud. Hey, we're with Blake Proud this morning and we are on a Balinese journey.
We are.
A dream walk, if you will. Because week one, we had the potato curry. Week two, we had mie goreng. Week three, we are having a...
black rice pudding.
Oh, yeah.
I know. All this right. is great. I love nothing more
Actually,
than coconut milk,
before
cream
we get to
and
that,
sweetness. Yeah.
Before we get to that, where's the weirdest place you've ever had to work?
Cooking-wise?
Yeah.
Definitely MKR related.
Yeah.
We did a cook on the stairs of St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney. So if you've been
it's a big church.
It's an enormous church.
Yep.
There was probably 400... farmers, which were growers for one of the major supermarkets.
A lot of farmers.
And Curtis Stone.
Oh, Curtis Stone.
So we had to cook outdoors. It was the most horrible experience. We did the worst cook ever. We got put into elimination and then
we got
evicted.
Oh, is that the one?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a bad memory. Sorry for bringing that up.
It was great though. It was daunting, like cooking on the steps of such a glorious.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
Yeah,
it's big. You've been there. It's massive. It's very big. All right, black rice pudding. Let's talk about it. I'm going to eat it. You tell us about it.
All right, so it's extremely easy, just time consuming to make. So black rice is it's a different type. I googled this morning. Different type of rice to brown rice and white rice. It's got a really hard, thick husk. So the key to making this is to get your black rice. Get 1 cup of black rice. Soak it overnight in a bowl with 2 cups of water. So when you come out in the morning, you'll find it's kind of fluffed up. And it looks like it's going to be, when you cook it, it's going to be too gooey, but you actually drain that water off, and then you put in a like a nice big pan or a pot, put about 800 mils of water in there. And then the hard part's going to be you have to either find pandan leaves or something pandan flavoured.
You can get like an essence or something. Can you get essence?
You can. It's not as good as if you can get the leaves. They're pretty easy to get. They'll be in the frozen section of Asian supermarkets.
Or if you just go onto
Facebook Marketplace, you can buy the actual plant for like $30.
I'm in Bali right now. I'm there.
How good is it?
I'm on the streets of Seminyak right now.
So you cook that down. We'd say two pandan leaves. Just tie them in a knot. 800 mils of water. And just wait till it goes all thick and gelatinous. Take the pandan leaves out. And then just let it cool down. And then it will kind of start to thicken up a little bit. And then with the coconut cream, I've just literally got coconut cream from a tin. I put in a pinch of salt just to counteract the sweetness from the pandan. Oh, sorry, I just completely forgot. It's 3/4 of a cup of coconut sugar in with the water on the rice.
That's delicious.
Three quarters of a cup.
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. Don't forget that.
That is flavour.
How long do you reckon it needs to be cooked for then? Like on a low simmer?
Yes, yeah, so I cooked it on a low simmer. Probably took about 45 minutes this morning to evaporate 800 mils of water.
Is that long? I feel like that's a long time.
That's quite a long time. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Look at what he does for us, Kirsty.
Yes.
Look at the lengths he goes to, and you don't even show up for work. You know?
How dare you?
Hey, I am at work, right? I am working.
I am sitting in my massage chair right now.
Well, you eat rice pudding. Good on you.
It is very good, and that is so legit tasting. Like that right there. If someone was to say, hey, I brought this back for you from Bali, I'd be like, yeah, you did.
The smell of pandan reminds me of Bali, like walking through the street.
Yeah, all the time. But I've got to ask, what is black rice seems very, it almost seems really healthy because it's so dense and stuff. Is it better for you than like brown rice and stuff? Or is it just pretty much just a different style?
Apparently, it has 30% more protein. Which is great.
30% more protein.
Yep, than white rice.
How much protein does white rice have, but none.
0.1 gram.
Yep.
I think it's quite high. I think per 100 grams, I think black rice has about 9 grams of protein, which is pretty decent.
Yeah, right. So it's actually not bad for you other than the masses of coconut sugar.
It's low GI, so if you're diabetic, it's good for you. So it gives you that long sustaining energy and really high in fiber as well. So
that right there. Is a Love treat. It. You could have that as dessert or breakfast.
You could. And another tip with black rice, you can just you actually just get it, put it in a pan, a tiny little spritz of grapeseed oil or something like that, and you cook it really hot. It actually pops like popcorn.
No.
And then you can pour it through salads for this really nice crunchy texture.
That's so cool.
It's like a puffed,
so cool.
puffed thing.
It is a little puffed
that
rice.
That is the coolest.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Well, I'm totally jelly. I'm glad you've enjoyed it.
Blake will drop some off on the way home.
Thanks, Blake.
No, I will. Hey, Blake, before you go, all the family, we were talking the other day about merch and starting a 98.5 Brekkie Show merch store. All of the suggestions basically were about you, which is fine, I guess. You know, that's cool. Like, you know, Kirsty wanted to be on a mug, but everyone's like,
it was
no.
expected, guys. Come on, let's
It was. So some of the best ones were aprons, like Blake Proud aprons. A Rolodex, Teledex of Blake Proud recipes.
That's cool.
That's really fun. I like that one. And then, like, you know, maybe some... What was the other one? There was, like, a frying pan, and it had something, like, etched into the frying pan, so when you grilled something on it, you saw, like, the words.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, look, hey,
like it would be really expensive to do.
Well, hey, it is what it is, you know? If you want the best, you got to pay for the best.
Maybe there's someone out there listening that does, like, pressed sheet metal that's covered in Teflon or something.
Who knows? Who knows? But, hey, our people will talk to your people, we'll sign some contracts, we'll get your likeness rights. It'd be fun. Blake, thanks for coming in, buddy. We'll see you
next
week.
Guys. See ya.
We'll be right back.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.